The Burt Show.
But I got some really heartbreaking news real quick about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift before we get into this.
Uh-oh.
They're not going to the Met Gala.
Oh, get out of here.
Really?
I was so excited to see them on the red carpet together. TMZ heard from some source that they both denied their invitation to go. We were all thinking that that's where they were going to hard launch their relationship in Hollywood.
Like, every dude knows that in a relationship, there are just some times where you got to dig in, right?
Absolutely.
And really make a hard request. I'm guessing Travis was like, babe, I mean, we've been flying all over the world, doing all blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. Can we just take this one off, not knowing really what the Met Gala is? And she's like, you know what? I'm ditching paparazzi every single day. I'm in the limelight. I'm tired. I just want to be with you. That's fine, Travis. We won't go.
You could not be more wrong. Jason Kelce would say that. Absolutely. But Travis knows fashion, and Travis loves fashion, and Travis always makes sure, like, he's one of those NFL players. When he shows up to the game, he shows up and he shows out. Travis would be the one convincing Taylor to go on the Met Gala.
He loves the camera, too.
Okay. Yes, he does.
He's the white version of Cam Newton.
Yes. So he loves the spotlight, which I think has been really good for Taylor, because for the last 6 years, as we've heard in her new album, The Tortured Poets Department, she felt like she had her youth stolen from this guy because he didn't like to go out in public. And I think the thing that she really likes about Travis is that he does like to go out. But one of the biggest things from this album for me as a Swiftie was a theory that I had on July 24th, 2020, that I just found out has some somewhat truth to it. So I'll give you the lore. So in 2020, Taylor Swift released Folklore. It was an album that came out of nowhere. It was a surprise drop, but she had this music video where she's playing at the piano. And at the piano, she is wearing an opal ring in her middle finger. I don't know if this is the gummy or if I just actually think I sound crazy, but I realize how psychotic this sounds.
It could be a little bit of both.
She's wearing an opal ring on her middle finger, and she has a lot of references to Joe, her ex-boyfriend of 6 years, eyes being like opals. So when I saw that, I was like, I think she's trying to tell us that they're secretly engaged or married through this ring, because it's an opal and it's on her middle finger. So she doesn't want to put it on her wedding finger, because for a while we thought maybe she doesn't want us to objectify her to only being a housewife. And this is her way, because it was in that music video, we saw her hand so many times for no reason. I was like, she's trying to tell us something. Well, there's a lyric in her song, The Tortured Poets Department, where she says that he took her ring from her middle finger and put it on the one where people put wedding rings on. And to me, that will always stick in my mind as like, oh my God, she always saw that as like her engagement ring to Joe. So anyway, I got really, really excited about that. Nobody else will care about that except for me, but it will allow me to enjoy the slight buzz I have left going, and also the buzz from this album. I think she's also having a lot of callbacks to Fleetwood Mac, because a poem from Stevie Nicks is the prologue for this album. And there have also been some other tie-ins to Fleetwood Mac from the promotion. Like, there was this thing in the Grove in LA, which is like a big outdoor mall. And she had like a bookshelf set up so people could take pictures and get clues from the upcoming album. And one of the clues or whatever was a tambourine with some lace attached to it, which I guess is what Stevie Nicks was known for. So a lot of people are comparing it to her song Silver Springs, Stevie Nicks' song Silver Springs, where she's like, you'll never get away from the sound of the woman that loves you. And that's why she put out this album, because Joe will never be able to escape her voice, because people will stream this album for all time.
All right, so an opinion from somebody that's not psychotic about Taylor Swift. So I'm listening to the album today, and I am a Taylor Swift fan. I think she's a wonderful person. Anybody that sits and boos Taylor Swift at a Morgan Wallen concert, or anybody that boos Taylor Swift, you're like booing like, ooh, I don't like people that are really generous with their time. Boo! I don't like people that help out charities all the time. Boo! It's just ridiculous. I really, really like her, right? This album, what a snore. What a snooze fest, man.
Do we have some of Fortnite? Can we play some
Fortnite? Fortnite is a little bit of a bop. Here's Fortnite featuring Post Malone. I love you. It's ruining my
life. It's ruining my life. This was the bop?
This is maybe
it got a bop more than that.
There's two bops, maybe three.
And that's one of them?
And
That's one of them. I know. Listen, I said this in the segment before. I think she put out this album for her and not for us. But
it's a chill album. It's just chill.
It's chill.
But for me, I'm living for the tea that we're getting from it. And the only other artist having a better day than Taylor Swift today is Charlie Puth. And I will tell you why on your next E-Buzz on the Burt Show.
Hey, a little golf clap for Abby keeping it together. With this thing kicking in.
Well done.
I'm trying my best.
Well done.
You're
The Burt Show.